Public sector pay talks will resume at the Workplace Relations Commission today. The negotiations ended without agreement in June after unions rejected an offer of a 5% pay increase over 2 years, saying it fell far short of inflation. The government says it's willing to make a revised offer, but unions have warned it will need to be significantly improved in order to avoid potential industrial action. Minister for Public Expenditure Michael McGrath told RTÉ News yesterday he hoped any deal would be sustainable.
I think everyone is entering into these discussions in good faith. I respect the role that the trade union and staff association leaders have to play. They're seeking the best possible deal for their members who are, you know, having to carry the burden of an extraordinary level of inflation at this time. At the same time, the government has a wider set of responsibilities. We have to make sure that any deal is affordable, it is sustainable, and that we also have resources to try and make progress on so many other issues. I would certainly hope that it does not get to the point where industrial action is being taken, because I don't think that's in the interest of the country at a time when we're facing such challenges.
Minister Michael McGrath, our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is here now with more. And Brian, we know a revised offer is coming from government, but how big is the gap between what government is prepared to offer and what unions might be prepared to accept?
Well, Mayor, if you look at that original offer made in June, 5% over 2 years, 2.5% this year, 2.5% next year. Union saying it fell far short of inflation, which is running at 9% right now. But the government defended that offer back in June and they said, OK, it's 5%, but that's coming on top of an existing 2% under an existing pay deal, which gives you a cumulative increase of 7%. But the gap is still there, and unions have described it as a significant gap. And they say that this offer will need to be significantly improved. We don't know what the offer will be today, the government remaining quite tight-lipped about what it will be. We could look at some other pay deals, however, that have been done recently, particularly in the public transport sector. Quite recently, Dublin Bus Drivers and Éireann Róid Éireann unions agreed pay deals worth around 15% over the course of 5 years. So if you break that down, that's about 3% a year. Is that a figure that would sit with unions, that would sit with the government? We'll have to wait and see. But it doesn't look like we're going to be waiting very long. Nobody expects these to be very long pay talks. They're going to get underway today. The general sense is that we will know this week whether or not a deal can be done. And that is because this is not a brand new pay deal. This is merely revising an existing offer. Those talks due to get underway in the coming hours at the Workplace Relations Commission. And as I say, a general sense that things should be wrapped up in a matter of days.
The Irish Times reporting that the pay offer increase will be no more than 1%. That's what they're reporting this morning. Is there a mood, Brian, among unions to take members out on strike if they can't get a deal that they can sell to those members?
Well, certainly the unions are saying they are united in their resolve to secure a better pay deal and that they would engage in a coordinated campaign of industrial action if needed. Now, several unions have already begun consultation periods and information campaigns with their members ahead of industrial action ballots. Some of those ballots, Mary, were actually due to begin this week. And in fact, SIPTU, one of the larger public sector unions, due to begin its industrial action ballots today. Now, they have paused that for a couple of days because of these talks, and they'll say they'll wait and see what's going to come out of the talks. It should be said it's not just trade unions at these pay talks. There are also staff associations that represent public sector workers who can't go on strike, who aren't allowed to go on strike. For example, the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, they will be attending today's pay talks. And yesterday, the AGSI General Secretary, Antoinette Cunningham, said that in about 3 weeks' time, her members will be meeting in Athlone to discuss next steps about what might happen if there isn't a negotiated pay agreement that they can bring to their members, and saying that there could be a winter of discontent if you see a scenario that there is no pay deal on offer. But if you look at the winter that is looming already, rising energy prices, more interest rate increases, if you layer in industrial unrest from the public sector and all the disruption and all the difficulties that that might bring, it really is a bleak winter facing people. One would question, what is the appetite among union members? Do they want to be going out on the picket lines at a time of so much unrest? And indeed, what would the public reaction be? So there's lots to think about as the unions and the government officials get around the table. Certainly from Michael McGrath's perspective, you heard him saying there, the government does not want industrial unrest. They want industrial peace. They do not think that strike action is best for the country at such a time of uncertainty. However, they're saying whatever offer they put on the table this week, that will be it. That will be the limit of what they can afford. We're also expecting his officials, Michael McGrath's officials, to say to unions, look, okay, we can give you pay increases, but it will have to be diverted from somewhere else. Mm. Every 1% pay increase costs the Exchequer about €250 million. So if you take the money from one side, it has to come from somewhere else. It's a tight, tight budget, and those budget arithmetic still being worked out. And all remember, right, the timing is key here, Mary. We're looking for the budget just in 4 weeks' time, so things need to be wrapped up.
Separately, briefly, Brian, the security industry was due a pay increase today. It's not going ahead. What happened?
Yeah, this was an employment regulation order for the security sector due to come into effect today. That's effectively a government order increasing the minimum rates of pay for the security sector, would have benefited around 16,000 workers in that sector. Last week, however, a High Court challenge was taken by three security companies to block that order coming in. They said that the mechanisms used to draw up that order benefited the big employer rather than the smaller company. They warned it would be anti-competitive and could lead to fewer security guards in the sector. The High Court granted an injunction. It stayed the introduction of that order. Proceedings have been adjourned until November.
Brian O'Donovan, thank you.